2EC and Blues Fest is a festival in Byron Bay that showcases a diverse range of music over the Easter weekend. It has been cancelled for the second year in a row, this time just 24 hours out from when it was meant to start. The event included a big Aussie lineup headlined by Jimmy Barnes, Casey Chambers and John Butler. None of those artists will get to perform. And another artist who was on the lineup who won't get to perform is Bega's very own Daniel Champagne. And he joins us now. G'day, Daniel.
Good morning, James. How are you doing?
Yeah, very well. Thanks for joining us on the show. So first of all, whereabouts are you? Are you up in Byron?
No, I'm actually down on the south coast. I wasn't playing at the festival till Sunday and Monday, so I was going to start heading north today, and unfortunately that's not going to happen. So for me, I mean, it's not as bad as it is for other artists and obviously the organisers and all that. Sort of pretty unfortunate.
What's the general feeling amongst some of the other artists?
I guess the smaller artists like myself are kind of lucky because we've been able to get around Australia playing little shows. But I know for some of the larger bands, it was kind of their first show back, so quite disappointing. The big one, though, in my mind, is the organisers of the event that did go ahead and really stick their neck out trying to make it work again. And after, you know, a year working on last year's that got cancelled and then another year working on this year, it got cancelled the day before. Pretty disappointing and would be kind of hard to take for them.
Yeah, massive blow for the Bluesfest team. Do you think it was the right decision to cancel the event?
I think so. I mean, you kind of got to err on the cautious side, right? It could turn out that today's a better day as far as the results go, and maybe it could have gone ahead, but I think they had to make the call yesterday, and I think, unfortunately, that was probably the right thing to do.
We're chatting to local musician Daniel Champagne, who was meant to play at Bluesfest. And Daniel, did you have to put in specific time to prepare for Bluesfest, which is kind of time wasted now, or is that just part of your regular tour preparations?
For me, like, I finished with some New South Wales shows because Bluesfest was happening and was just going to head up there and then fly to Tasmania and then fly to West Australia, then back to Queensland. So for me, it was just part of what the tour was. For some friends of mine, like West Australian artists, they would have been coming out just for the festival, and some of them actually got there, unfortunately.
And so what's your plans now? Will you still be going to Tassie? Will you be playing some more shows around the south coast?
Obviously, the plan was originally to play Bluesfest, leave my van in Brisbane, fly to Tassie, fly to Perth, then fly back to Brisbane for the Queensland shows. And obviously, I don't really want to be flying out of Brisbane at the moment if I want to get into those states. So I'm sort of going back the other way around now and taking my van down to Tassie, doing the boat for the first time, which will be kind of cool, and playing those shows and then flying out for the West Australian shows and coming back there, shooting up the East Coast and hopefully getting all the Queensland dates done if things start getting better up there.
And we're really lucky to have live music events like the Four Winds Festival going ahead here on the South Coast this weekend. How important do you think it is for live music events like this and Bluesfest to go ahead? And on the flip side, you know, why is it damaging when they're cancelled?
I think it's pretty important. Like, I've certainly noticed after I've sort of been getting back out playing, just the audiences have this new level of appreciation that maybe they realised in the lockdown when they were starved for live entertainment. And I think Bluesfest particularly, like, they really did want to be at the forefront of bringing large-scale live music back, sort of in the way that sports have been able to come back. So it was, yeah, very disappointing for them. Obviously, there's a huge economic effect on whoever was footing those bills and the area of Byron Bay and things like that. So, yeah, it's pretty disappointing. Hopefully everything's good for Four Winds on the weekends, and hopefully we start seeing some more music festivals come back.
Definitely. And just before we leave you to it, Dan, any message to live music fans or Bluesfest ticket holders?
I think the big message is that the festival obviously has been hit pretty hard twice. So I know they're working hard on rescheduling it to some kind of event later in the year, and they're really hoping that anyone that did have tickets is able to hold on to them and come to that next event rather than just sort of automatically trying to get a refund, I guess, is the message at the moment.
Fantastic, Dan. Anything else you'd like to add before we leave you to it?
No, thanks for having me. Happy listening, and to anyone that was going to the Bluesfest, hopefully we get to do it eventually.
Sounds good, Dan. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, mate.
The very talented local musician from Bega, Daniel Champagne, joining us there, giving us his thoughts on the cancellation of Bluesfest.